If Sheep doesn't want to be forced to return,
a melodious Kashiri voice asked,
why allow anyone to find it?
Vistara's head snapped around.
I mean, if it can hide from you,
Ari continued.
It can hide from Vistara.
He shot her a frightened glance, and Vistara flashed him an apologetic smile. It wasn't Ari challenging Lady Rhea. It was Chaul, trying to use his apprentice to embarrass her. The difference was that Lady Rhea had the power to turn his ploy against him. If she decided to punish Ari herself, Chaul was not strong enough to protect his apprentice, and the rest of the crew would take that failure as a further sign of his weakness, which, of course, was the reason that Lady Rhea almost certainly would kill Ari. But Lady Rhea must have seen a trap that Vistara did not, because instead of punishing Ari for daring to challenge her, she turned to smile at him.
Very good, Apprentice Ross, she said.
Vistara winced for poor Ari. Now Chaul would whip him for sure. Lady Rhea continued.
I'm happy to see that one of you is thinking about something other than maneuvering me out of command.
You are? Ari asked.
Certainly. Tell me, why do you think Ship would go to such lengths to make sure we could follow it?
Lady Rhea shot a disparaging glance at Chaul.
Why do you think it would have picked that place to let us find it again?
Ari swallowed, then said,
Because Vistara's wrong, he said. It is leading us into a trap.
Precisely,
Lady Rhea replied.
And do you know why?
Ari fell into a thoughtful silence, obviously trying to puzzle out the same thing as Vistara. If Ship was what the records aboard the Omen indicated he was a servant of the ancient Sith. Everything he had done since finding the tribe, even the fact that he had researched the Battle of Kirik and gone to the trouble of tracking them down, certainly supported that assertion. So why would Ship lead the Eternal Crusader into a trap? There was simply no good explanation. Ari reached the same conclusion a moment later.
I'm sorry, Lady Rhea.
His voice quavered as though he expected to be beaten.
I have no idea.
No?
An amused smile came to Lady Rhea's face.
Pity. I was hoping someone might.
A silence fell over the bridge as nervous Sith began to exchange glances, searching for someone who had the answer Lady Rhea sought. Lady Rhea let the tension build a moment, then shook her head in despair.
Laugh, people, she ordered. It's a jest.
A burst of laughter, all the more powerful because of the tension it was releasing, rolled over the bridge. Lady Rhea waited for it to run its course, allowing it to purge all apprehension from the crew so it could function at optimum efficiency again, then finally raised her hand for silence.
In all seriousness, I have no idea what Ship is doing here, she said. But I do believe Vistara is right about it, and Lord Vol commanded us to return Ship to Kesh. So set battle stations and keep alert, everyone. We're going in.
The bridge bustled back to life, and the tiny crescent ahead quickly swelled to a giant sickle-shaped abyss. As they drew closer, the blue ember inside brightened into a blue dot, and the dark presence that Vistara had sensed earlier grew steadily more distinct and more powerful. She wondered for a moment if that presence might be Ship toying with her, just pretending to be something else.